Did someone say unleashed? Welcome to the Truth in Politics, Culture Wars, and that chaos of unleashed entertainment talk. Expand your mind now with D, live on the radio, and the Daily Shot of Freedom podcast, unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. Where most people stop, D begins. We talk about everything. Almost unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic starts now.
It's March 13th, 2024, you've tuned into the unfiltered, unapologetic, uninhibited, unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. My name is D. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hump Day Midweek Madness. Hump Day Midweek Madness. Seems like every day is madness. But we're here fighting with you in the trenches daily to talk about the culture wars, the political madness, and just downright common sense. Thank y'all for joining us. We have a text line, 769-208-3809, 769-208-3809. The text line is brought to you by MobilityMedicalInc.com, MobilityMedicalInc.com. Check those people out. It's awesome. They're great people over there. We are hungover from the primary election yesterday. We're going to talk about that this morning, of course. We're going to talk about the upcoming, quite frankly, the upcoming Republican Party, the quote GOP, the RNC. I'm so disappointed yesterday in the turnout for the whole entire party, not one election, but all elections that were held in Mississippi. I mean, really, I would go in poll after poll and there's nobody there. Nobody. 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Man, now I know my listeners voted. I know my listeners do their duty, but my listeners and myself, we got to get this turned around in the next 7.5-8 months. Because if this is the way it's going to be, we're in real trouble, y'all. I mean, really. This is not a joke. This is an emergency. This is a 911 at you right now, live. But this is not to blame anyone. People ran good races, fair races. We, of course, don't know that the counts, the voting system was fair, because we never know that. But the people that went out and drew circles on paper ballots, that part was definitely fair. Definitely fair. And, you know, we go around every day. I'm on this show every day, of course. I'm out and about every day. I'm talking to people about their lives, you know, normal common sense issues. And they're screaming about, and I don't mean my listeners because you guys are wicked smart. They're screaming about their groceries, their gases, their pocketbooks, you know, time to ditch Joe Biden and bring back this, bring back that. You're all forgetting one thing. You have to make sure that your local elections are in check. More of the same is what happened yesterday. More of the same. Of course. Of course. Roger Wicker. I mean, seriously. Does anybody believe that that many people like Roger Wicker in this state? Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you do. But you're going down the wrong path. You're going down the wrong path. We will not let up on Wicker. We'll not let up on him. Yeah, Super Lane said he voted at 7:45 a.m. 5 people were there, y'all. The workers and him. This has got to change. This has got to change in Mississippi. Because if you're not going out and voting, then you can't expect any change. Too many people depend on the presidential election. Now, we all knew Donald Trump was going to walk away with that. Come on. Uncontested, except for some odd reason, Tricky Nikki Haley still on there and managed to get a lot of votes, which is ridiculous. But we all know Donald Trump was going to win that. We have to focus in on the madness that's in your counties, your cities, your towns, your rural areas. Okay, we didn't do a good job, y'all. But unlike some other radio, TV, mainstream media shows, I ain't going to let it slide. I'm going to tell you that we did a horrible job. Not we personally, we as the parties, we as the voters, we the people. We the people, because we cannot scream and yell at people and blame people if you didn't go vote, if you didn't get off the couch, if you didn't take a couple of minutes off work or go to lunch, you know, then that's where we are, y'all. And one of the main things that people have been screaming at for, I guess, 3.5 years, I know I have, is one of the main reasons we need to be seriously, mega focused over the next 8 months.
Everything at the grocery store is essentially 20% more expensive because inflation is cumulative, right? It takes place over time. People are feeling it every time at the grocery store. Energy costs are about 30% higher. What does that mean in real
time? It's going up and up. You see the gas pump? It's much higher over the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, real wages are down like 5%. They were up 10% under President Trump. That's a big spread. What does that mean? That's about $1,000 a month taken out of people's pockets. So what's Joe Biden's solution? Think about this. To spend more money we don't have, declare war on domestic energy production, reducing supply, and then also having 9 million people here illegally, which of course drives down wages for American workers. So his answer to the problem he created is going to make things worse, which I think is going to make people nostalgic for the Trump era, which is going to come back.
Yeah,
that's what needs to happen, y'all. Nostalgia, that's what I'm talking about. You know, the world, the country, and everything goes nostalgia on music, on TV shows, on movies. Anything like that. Entertainment. The country needs a nostalgia comeback now. Now, I realize that Donald Trump is the only person that can do that as president of the United States. But I do know that some of these useless peons in the states, in the state races, they have no interest in that because they're steadily lining their pockets with corruption. And the corruption is huge right here in Mississippi and every state that you can possibly think of that you're listening right now on the podcast later. Really, that's the fact. And it's a no-brainer, people, if you're voting for any of this madness with your pocketbook. Also, if you're voting with Christian values, it's a no-brainer. It's got to be Trump. It's got to be good candidates locally. If you're voting for the security of the country and you vote for Joe Biden, you're the problem. Period. Stopping fentanyl, human trafficking. No brainer again. If you're voting for Biden, you are the problem. Okay? Personally, I think if you voted for Wicker yesterday, you're the problem. Really and truly. But if you're voting for lower energy costs and ending inflation, and all that kind of stuff, then you know what to do. I don't have to tell you. We also have a Facebook every morning at Unleashed Entertainment Talk. And that, again, is on Facebook Live at Unleashed Entertainment Talk, the page. We have a video feed as well as comment and chat section. Good morning to Pat Phillips, sir. Chris Martin, what's happening, brother? 4:50 p.m. he voted in person. As so did I around lunch. Barrett, good morning. Angie, she voted and she was even sick. That's what it's going to take, y'all. Good morning to Debbie. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Anita. Good morning, Kim. What's happening, folks? You know, look, me and the beautiful one yesterday, Kim, we were out and about looking at polls physically from Clinton to Madison and in between. The turnout was weak, y'all. I'm just saying, it's not a screaming match. I'm not here to beat anybody up. As a matter of fact, I'm here to congratulate all the people in this group, okay? All the people that listen to this show. It is a congratulations and a high five for doing a hell of a job going up against the neocon uniparty folks. But here we are. The lack of promotion from the RNC and the GOP is a problem. It's a problem. It's not here. It's a problem everywhere. Will that change? God, I hope so. With Lara Trump taking over and others and them firing 60 people, y'all, they had to let 60 people go from the RNC. And I wonder why. Because they were probably Trump haters, A. And B, they were probably nothing more than paid Uniparty folks, bureaucrats making money. You know, Uniparty's making money. Uniparty's making money. Oh, my God. Pat Phillips, thank you for voting, sir, listening to the show. But the thing is, we're all truly informed here. We're truly informed. If we inform a couple of people a day, a week, whatever, you don't have to get in these people's face. Just inform them. Inform them about the election. Inform them about the people that are locally, A. And then, of course, inform them that you will 100% be voting for Donald Trump. Too big to rig. We have to keep that motto for 8 months solid, straight, period, no distractions. They will literally throw a distraction, not every day, but at least every 30-minute hour cycle. That's where we are in the country. It's extremely hard for me to even keep up with it because the cycle changes so fast. That's madness. But it is the country we live in. So we can sit on our hands and cry, or we can move forward. And I'm definitely not the person to sit it out. Okay, I'm not. I might even get more fired up. Okay, Taylor Turcotte didn't make it. Colonel Gannon Burton didn't make it. Dan Eubanks didn't make it. Not going to hate on the fellas, gentlemen, ladies, for not trying, though. Because more people need to be trying. More actual patriots. Less bureaucrats. Less politicians, if you want to get down to it. Less politicians. So, anyway, there are people that still arguing on that clip that I just played, that audio clip saying that Biden's economy is rock solid. How? I don't get that. I'll never get it. Well, I mean, I do get it. They're just lying because they will say anything to keep Trump out. Literally any freaking thing. Legal, sick, not legal, whatever. They don't care. They do not care. And let's just get this straight. If you do vote by your pocketbook, which most of the country does, honestly, why in the hell would you vote for a Democrat? Raising your taxes, keeping you in a war that we're paying for out of your money. That's just the top of the list. Just the very, very top. That doesn't include the madness. Well, it's a sinking ship like a rock. I'll give them that. Richard Willis, good morning, sir. It is happening, y'all. And the only people that can change a sinking ship is a bunch of people pulling that ship back up from sinking. It's what we talk about all the time. Nothing more. Far too long, Republicans have sat back and some think that, you know, they don't matter when actually these are the votes we need to be doing and overcoming. I do fully believe that a lot of people, especially in Mississippi and states that have tended to be red over the years, they get lazy. They just get stuck in the moment. They have a lot going on at their house and their work. And they say, well, it doesn't matter. Trump's going to win. Okay, that's fine. And you're right. Trump is going to win. Trump did win the primary. But you have to pay attention to the other people that are going up to the House and the Senate. Let me tell you this. Speaking of that, this guy Ken, who is retiring now, effective next week, it is going to take the House of Representatives in D.C. down to a one-person majority. Understand what I'm saying loud and clear, please. One-person majority. I'm going to say this in English. Ken Buck's resignation from Congress is no coincidence, first of all. The Democrats are picking off the slim Republican House majority one by one. And here's the reason why. It's a big reason. We should all think about it. Hard, heavy. So that what that means is they're going to try to regain their majority. And is that impossible? Well, of course not. It could happen. That means, so if Trump is elected, the Democrats will not, which they caused the biggest ordeal since freaking 9/11, they will not certify Donald Trump to be president on January 6th. And that, my friends, is a real insurrection. But they will do it. Don't think for a minute this is not the freaking plan. Don't think for a second, not even a brief second. And if you are, then I'm sorry, you're just too gullible, too gullible, too gullible. You get home from work, you watch the evening news on one of the legacy media TV channels, you turn on a sitcom full of wokeness, and you go to bed. Do it all over again, without a doubt. Without a doubt. These are the conversations we need to be having with our family members, our friends, and quite frankly, somebody walking down the damn street. Really. So keep that in mind when we're out here, y'all. Please. Please, please, please. All they say is, you know, make the rich pay their fair share of taxes. Oh, no. Come on, really. They have nothing to run on, people. Nothing at all. You know, this is precisely, in my opinion, why they set up the January 6, 2021 to lay the groundwork that would mitigate any real opposition, then bring over all the illegal aliens, the invaders, and they had the courts abuse their power to inflict maximum pain on anyone protesting the last time. Total tyranny. Any smart person, any person paying attention already knows this. But here's the other side of that. Will it matter this time? Because absolutely nothing they can do short of a violent insurrection can possibly, legally, or mathematically succeed in keeping Trump out of the White House if we go too big to rig. Too big to rig. That's why the new Republican Party under Donald Trump that was just redefined, cleaned out, sucked out, is on a different type of mission than the old one. The old one was about, you know, they hated Trump anyway. They didn't care. They hated Trump. You know, they just did. But patriotism, y'all, is what this should be all about. And, you know, that guy, Ken, that's getting out, he's angry with his own party. He's angry for the wrong reasons, because he's a freaking Trump hater. That's what he is. So in the long run, it probably is better that he get out. But that's going to take us down to a scary place. And that is exactly what they are doing. And they've been working on it for quite a while now. We must elect solid Republicans to the Congress. And hey, listen up to the rest of the states out there. You know, Mississippi has been lucky enough to slide by with our 6 electoral votes. Come on now. But these bigger states with the massive delegates, the massive electoral vote counts, you better be ready, y'all. You better be ready. I've said this since before Obama, but if Texas goes, the country's done. Just that one state. If Texas goes, the country's done. The blue cities will burn when Trump wins, which is quite crazy when you think about it. Seriously, in the end, the leftists always eat themselves. Thank you, Lane Morrison, for the comment. Good morning to John Butterswiss. Yeah, we had our primaries last night. Miss Taylor Turcotte didn't make it. But we, from this station and from my listeners, We made a hell of a stand, okay? We did. But it's going to take more than us. But we knew that already. We knew that already. But that's okay. No one should be ashamed of... Hell, nobody should even be ashamed writing people in. I did. You should stand up for what you believe in. Win, lose, or nothing. Win, lose, period. But so members of the Republican Party are so freaking scared now, really they are, that Donald Trump is going to flush democracy, as they call it, down the toilet. They're willing to give up their seats to stop him. Good Lord. Good Lord. And these people have the Democrats calling them patriots now. I mean, we are freaking backwards, people. We are backwards. I don't know how we got here. Well, I do know. The transformal change with Obama led up to all this. And by the way, that's why they're scared. Thanks for the comment, John Butterswish. America is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Is Benny still in power? No. Well, yeah, he's still in power, but he will be going to the general election against either Andrew Smith or Ron Eller. And that will be in November and during the general election cycle. But let me just say this, Hinds County, God, these foolish folks in Hinds County. So, and this is on our legacy media, so this is not some conspiracy, as you Democrats call it. This is from your very own left-wing WLBT. Yesterday, the Republican ballots, not some of them in Hinds County precincts, and voters said that they did not have any ballots at all. As many, many, many of the precincts resulting in some of them turning away. This is crazy. This is crazy. In Hinds County, people turning away frustrated voters because they could not cast their vote for president or Congress. I mean, seriously, we cannot let this slide, y'all. If somebody doesn't do something about this, I know we said this last time, but come on, people. Come on, people. And Miss Shirley Vernado, I will call your name out, sorry, because you need to get it together. The election commissioner of District 5 or Hinds County says that she answered numerous phone calls. And then she said, quote, I haven't had the chance to do anything. Yeah, and as I was saying about the election commissioner, and again, you know, it seems every cycle we're talking about Hinds County. Super Lane said that Hinds County was just bragging about how they were ready for the election. Well, they're ready, all right. But the frustrated voters, y'all, think about it. If you went out and you could not vote, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, okay? You can't vote. So there was absolutely 100%. I'm reading this from the one and only leftist, WLBT, by the way. There was no Republican representation or ballots at their polling places. Basically, they just weren't able to vote. I hate to even read that, but they weren't able to vote. If you do not have representation for them, they are not allowed to vote for any other party either. If they tell you they want to vote Republican, then you have to have the ballots. That's what, I mean, that's the way the law goes. But that's not what happened, y'all. It's not what happened. The very large New Horizon Church, they couldn't cast their ballots because there wasn't any. And then we wonder why Gannon Burton or Dan Eubanks or Taylor Turcotte or Andrew Smith or Ron Eller couldn't get more votes, especially in Hinds County, for real. Hopefully, this is what they say, hopefully they will get some people out there, you know, in the future. But these other people are S out of luck. They didn't say that, but they are. They are, y'all. They cannot follow the law, and they cannot do. They're incapable. And I'm talking straight at your butts, Hinds County. And I don't care what you think, okay, at all. but they're incapable. That's the truth. Incapable of doing what needs to be done. They literally are. And also the poll managers on Tuesday say, well, they had an extremely low voter turnout. Well, of course they did, because you make it impossible. And then when they finally do get there, the people can't vote. Well, I'll be damned. Seriously, people cannot trust the voting system anymore. That's why we're getting such low turnout. That's why, especially in Hinds County. I mean, they want to know why. But when you can't go out and exercise your own freaking vote, shame on you. And I do mean that. Really, Pete Perry, whoever that is, with the Hinds County Republican Election Committee, says he's looking into this. But it's too late, y'all. It's too late. I'm not saying what happens is his fault, because I don't know. According to him, he's looking in to see why those ballots were not delivered to the polling location. They probably were, but then they disappeared. How many times have we gone through this in Hinds County? And look, I'm one of those shows that doesn't even beat up on Hinds County, really. But people are delusional if they think that Hinds County is on board with a fair and free election. Delusional. Delusional. Good morning, Jason, checking in from out of state. Lawsuits immediately, whoever's in charge of the election. And that county needs to face charges immediately. Yes, agree. And last time, too. And the time before that. It's crazy. Richard Willis, I Googled the number of registered voters in Mississippi, and it's approximately 1.6 million. Any idea how many people showed up? Maybe 0.25% of those, sadly, just from the numbers that I can see. From the numbers that I can see, if you combine Wicker, Gannon, Eubanks, Taylor, Andrew, and this is all Republicans, of course, Eller, Michael Guest was uncontested, and then Trump, then yeah, about 300,000 or 400,000 tops. That's tops. So we got a lot of work to do, people. Got a lot of work to do. And unfortunately, Hinds County is the largest county in the state, and they're the ones every single time. And we have got to start calling people. Call the election commission. Call everybody. Call Michael Guest. Call your boy Wicker, which is not our boy on this show, but call him anyway. Seriously, call them all. Even call bad boy Benny. Hey, this is supposed to be your county, brother. It's supposed to be your district. Is it not supposed to be? It is, in fact, your district. What are you going to do? We know what he's going to do. Call him anyway. Somehow, someone needs to get to the Trump campaign about this. So if you know anybody and you're out there listening, dun, 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 make it go viral. And then the lack of promotion from the GNC/GOP, make that go viral too. It's an issue. It's a problem. I'm not going to sit back, y'all, even though I'm 100% not a Democrat, but I'm not going to sit back and watch the flaky Uniparty ruin the rest of the Patriot Party by not doing their jobs. As a matter of fact, not doing anything. Just sitting back, collecting checks, sending more money to Ukraine, just like Wicker always does. Stop. We got to stop putting up with it. I may sound like a broken record, and we are going to move on from Wicker. We are going to move on from this primary that happened yesterday, because we have to. We're not going to sit here and scream and complain like a bunch of babies. But it will be in the back of our heads. And we will be able to say, yeah, we know. We know. We know. Oh, my goodness. The Georgia judge who's sitting on the Fannie Fonnie Willis case says that he will be set to rule for this week. So the week we're in, he is set to rule on whether Fannie Fonnie Willis will be removed from the Donald Trump case. Sadly, we'll see. I don't get my hopes up with any of these judges. I don't. Because, guess what? That guy donated to her campaign, even though it was just a little money. He still did it. We have to start getting all of these bureaucratic non and elected officials, both, because it's both, out on their butts. Yeah, and Richard Willis said, of course, Benny Thompson didn't want any Republican ballots in the district because Turcotte and honestly the Andrew guy were a thorn in his side. Of course they were. You know it. So, you know, I'm reading breaking stories today from actual news sources, not from Fox, CNN, or any of that, but, you know, real news sources such as the Gateway Pundit, the Epoch Times, things of that nature. China is now building, oh my God, China is now building our, which means the United States, FBI offices inside the USA. How does that make you feel? Great on a Wednesday morning, doesn't it? Great on a Wednesday morning. Never stops, y'all. Never stops. Malasky Construction, which is a Chinese company, and they're doing all the renovations, and they're doing all the work for the new FBI offices. Why? Why? Because they're in bed with all these people. They are 100% in bed. We know they're in bed with the Biden administration. That's obvious. They don't even try to hide it. But Trump has to get back in and put tariffs on China, straighten all them out, have some more meetings with Rocket Man. You know, he's got to immediately, y'all. These people, the FBI and China, basically, are nothing more at this point than co-conspirators against the United States, thanks to the neo-Marxism, Joe Biden's, and quite frankly, the neocon Republicans who are all in bed with them as well. This is where we are in the country, y'all. Somebody sent a text and said this makes about as much sense as a poop-flavored lollipop. Exactly. Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. Another text, of course the Chinese will build the FBI building. It's their organization anyway, after all. Right. That's the point. They already own those people, y'all. They 100% own the Biden administration. They own his son. They own his family. They own him. They own the rest of his organization. The little poopy twos that work for him. Of course, they own all of them. It trickles down, my friends. Trickles down. They've owned Mitch McConnell, who's about to be out finally. They've owned him for decades. Decades. It's just what it is. Richard Willis said that, don't forget that Wicker got votes because he had the endorsement from the major player in the Republican Party and in the race, which is Trump. Yep, Trump made a mistake on that one, okay, I will say that. Somebody gave him some bad information is all I can say. Many endorsements, though, like Kim just said. We were talking about this yesterday. Really, everybody liked old John P. Paul Kennedy from Louisiana until recently when he lost his mind and agreed, just like Wicker, to send massive money to Ukraine and then followed up by endorsing Wicker. Well, here's the deal. Follow the money, y'all. John Kennedy and Roger Wicker, they probably have massive military contracts and money, which equals more money, coming right on into their bank accounts or their offshore accounts every month or their illegal stock purchases. It all works in conjunction, you know. Listen, I'll be the first one to admit, crooked, corrupt people are crooked, corrupt people. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It just doesn't. I don't know. Good morning to Dan Bongino and his morning text. As you know, if you follow me, I don't chime in on every dopey social trend of the day because most of it is, quote, clickbait and a waste of time. However, on the retirement issue, this is overwhelmingly an individual issue based on the specific career one may be retiring from. I'm going to continue to read this. This is a direct quote from Mr. Bongino. And then he said there's no universal answer, and he's right. There is not one. Being a tradesman or a craftsman in construction or in our military or law enforcement and other physically demanding fields are far different fields from other professions. However, adjusting to retirement is difficult for many, of course. He said his father wasn't retired but a few months before he got obviously bored and antsy, and that really does happen to people all the time. It just does. Some people will feel different, though, after a lifetime of sweat and blood, and it is relative, y'all. It's relative. The Democrats are trying to make that not relative, including the Democratic Nikki Haley, because she is one. But I don't think that the government should mandate it. This is me talking. I don't think the government should mandate when its citizens have worked enough or when they haven't. I just don't. I don't. Just don't. I mean, they can put an age on it, a suggestion, but a mandate? No, hell no. And a lot of people are saying just this regarding Dan Bongino's post that only came out 8 minutes ago. There won't be any retirement under the Joe Biden administration. And the illegal immigrants / illegal aliens invaders will continue to leech off the system, commit crime, while being very ungrateful to the, quote, white men my age. Are you prepared? Be prepared for anything. According to a recent study, less than half of Americans would be able to cover a $1,000 emergency expense without turning it to the credit card or a loan. That's unacceptable. Now, I know you hear about all these car warranties and all that, but get affordable breakdown protection for your vehicle, y'all. It's got to happen today. 0% interest, flexible pricing plans, no contracts, 24/7. And roadside assistant and towing. How do you do that? You dial 689-366-6871 and you will be a VIP. 689-366-6871. Electrical repair, transmission, engine, suspension, roadside assistant, all this stuff. The three-step good process. Something break? No worries. Just place a call to your own VIP support line. 689-366-6871. 689-366-6871.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Locked and Loaded 104.3 FM is the pirate, along with Unleashed, Uninhibited, Unapologetic, Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. My name is D. Thanks for tuning in on a Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. We're discussing Dan Bongino's posts. And while we're discussing that, I got a text message from my friend Nick. Nailed it. Gotta read it. He said, "Hey, D, you need an ID to drive, right? A driver's license. Of course you do. You need an ID to go get drunk or get a drink. Of course you do. You need an ID to go to certain movies." I mean, I'm too old for that. But yeah, of course you do. You need your ID to travel. I promise you, you can't just go jump on a plane without an ID. Okay? But the great lie, bum, 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 is when Democrats say you should not need an ID to vote because people who want to vote don't have them. Okay? Here's my quote back to my friend Nick. By the way, thanks for the text. The only reason, y'all, that Democrats don't require or want to, rather, require voter ID is so they can rig the damn elections. If you don't know that by now, please grow up. Please do research. Please get online. Please listen. Talk to your friends. Talk to anybody with common sense. Because I can promise you this, we all know it. We all know it, y'all. We just do. But man, you nailed that, my friend Nick. But it's so true. It's exactly 100% true. That is what has been happening now for years and years. Now it's out in the open, period. And they don't care at all. They don't care at all. They do not care at all. Man, I'm so tired of getting these damn texts. Why you want to support a rapist, Trump? Well, here's my first answer to you. You don't leave your name, of course, because you're a chicken. You have nothing to talk about with any substance because she said, "I'm voting for Trump and he's a rapist." He's never been convicted of any of that. You wouldn't understand. You would not understand because you, I would say my friend, but you're not my friend, but you are a useless idiot. Until you can text me, or call me, or come see me face to face, you're the useless idiot. I don't care what you think. As a matter of fact, I don't know many people that do care what you think. Besides the fact that you're probably just as mentally unfit, which was proven yesterday, all day, as Joe Brandon Biden. So I'll just turn that around on you and say this. You are the problem because you vote for the real tyranny. You vote for the real evil Joe Biden. You vote for the real, I do mean the real elitist who don't give a damn about you, anonymous texter. Give me a freaking break. All right, moving on. Idiots. So we're going to move on now to the next segment because I'm not studying that person. I would say that guy, but who freaking knows? Who knows? There's a lot of whack jobs, okay? They've lost their freaking mind, though. And this person has really lost your mind. If you don't think I'll call you out on the radio or on a podcast worldwide, but you're not going to use your name. But I'm using mine. Make that make sense, right? Make that make sense. We're all sitting over here, by the way, in an open Facebook live group. You're welcome to come in there too. Talking your smack. Anyway, not worth it. Not worth it. Steven from SK Radio and SK Podcast sent me a text message this morning. I don't know about you, but after the voting performance of yesterday, I will be becoming a lot more active in the accountability measures we take towards people like the likes of Roger Wicker, Weaker for Mississippi equals wicker. Exactly. Thanks for the text, Stephen. Good morning. Speaking of Stephen, his co-host Kim just commented, come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Yeah, come on. But these people that sent me these messages, they don't ever leave their name because, you know, we'll just leave it at that. If you're going to do that and you don't leave your name, I don't put much weight into it, as you call it. You know, going back to President Biden's disastrous State of the Union delusion address, it was clear. It was very clear, y'all, about his policies and our policies being worlds and worlds apart. And that's a fact. We can, or rather, they can paint it up however they want to paint it. But at the end of the day, we're miles apart. Miles apart. Not even close. And a lot of us already knew that. But for you people that didn't know that, you should know it now. Everybody should know it now. And it doesn't take sitting around being into politics or sitting around, you know, oh, I'm not going to get in the middle of that. Well, get in the middle of something. Your kids are worth it. Get in the middle of something. Your grandkids are worth it. Now, the entire day yesterday during the Mississippi primary was also the hearing on the Hill regarding the special counsel that was appointed, by the way, to investigate Joe Biden and the classified documents. And at the end, we're all still sitting here wondering why Biden wasn't charged, because there was a lot of compelling information. Okay? And you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm not nearby as smart as scholars, lawyers, DAs, ex-DAs, ex-attorney generals, ex-deputy chief of, the list goes on. Jonathan Turley, Professor Jonathan Turley, who I promise you is way smarter than any of the Biden family and way smarter than me. But yeah, just another slap in the face.
Out of this hearing came really some quite shocking observations. I mean, at the end, you were sort of still wondering why he was in charge, including her saying, look, we had an audio tape of the president referring to the fact that he found classified evidence in his basement. Well, okay, that seems like full knowledge. But he kept on coming back to the fact that I think a jury might have been persuaded that this was a nice elderly man with a faulty memory.
Andy, I know you're...
hearing...
We're talking about Turley here. You know, he's not a dummy. Actually, he's far from it. Not a dummy. So I immediately got a text message right when I played that. Because he wasn't Trump. That's why he didn't get charged. You know, in a normal society or a normal world, we would say absolutely no. But in this particular country, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Biden broke the law and should be investigated and charged. And that's being nice about it. It's being nice about it. That's it. Now, we know that he can't be completely charged as a sitting president. We know that. But really, he's never even been impeached. And the Biden staff and the rest of the peons that were talking up there, the ridiculous Jerry Nadler's, Jamie Raskin, you know, Adam Shifty Schiff with the goofy eyes. Come on, y'all. They immediately turned the whole conversation into Trump. And it wasn't about Trump. It wasn't a Trump hearing. It was a freaking Biden hearing. But again, they don't have anything to run on. They don't have anything to talk about legally or illegally without mentioning Donald Trump. You know, they want it to work both ways. They want the cake and eat it too, like Kim said. But no, our future generation is absolutely depending on us. We can't let them down, according to Kim. We can't, and we're not. I mean, not on our watch, okay? not on our watch. It's not right. It's never been right. Period. Judge Cannon, you know that fool, has been considering releasing the names of the witnesses despite, well, good for him. Finally, he's doing something good. Despite Jack Smith's ongoing efforts to protect them from the, quote, MAGA mob. Give me a break. We're not the MAGA mob. We just want to hear the truth, good, bad, or in between. Good, bad, or in between. You know, it's gotten so political. It's so polarized. It's so divided that it's absolutely scary. Anybody that says they're not scared, and I don't mean that in a chicken way, but scared for your family after you're dead and gone, scared, please be prepared. Be prepared. But they can't explain why Trump was charged and Joe Biden's not, because they can't, because there's no reason. Absolutely no reason. And we know none of these freaking hearings are going to go anywhere, even though there's blatant evidence, blatant misconduct. Same with the confirmation hearings and every other time they're in there. Just a freaking mini-series for Lifetime. A mini-series for the Lifetime Network. Goofy. All right? Liars. Liars. And again, I always say it. Don't you wish your freaking pants caught on fire? Good morning, Mike. Yeah, I do. Wouldn't that be funny as hell? Yeah, of course we do. And also, look, this Robert Herr guy confirms that President Biden's White House tried to change the reports before it was released to the American people. Do you understand that? The special counsel appointed to look into Joe Biden, who already said he can't stand trial because he's mentally unfit, but he can hold the nuclear codes and be the president. Wow. Wow. He said yesterday in the under oath, that President Biden's White House tried to change the report before it was released to the American people. And still, nothing's happening. Oh, my God. I mean, some of this stuff we can't believe or fathom that's happening in the United States. Some of the people that I know, they don't listen to me. They don't listen to anything like this. They just don't. And I feel bad for them. I feel like they're unsafe. I feel like they're ill-prepared. I feel like they don't really know what in the hell's going on. A lot of them are good people, just good old common sense folk, not paying attention.
And did the White House get the report before the report was made public?
We did provide a draft of the report to the White House counsel's office and members of the president's personal counsel team for their review.
No, I understand. And did the White House then, once they got the report before it went public, did the White House try to weigh in with your investigation on elements of that report and, frankly, get the report changed?
They did request certain edits and changes to the draft report.
Of course they did. In other words, they changed it the way they wanted to, because that's what they do. They're criminals. Corruption. Unbelievable criminals. Not just a little bit criminal, but unreal. Joe Biden forgets that he's running for president, but yet he is president. Okay? We need to make that freaking go viral. Joe Biden forgets that he is president, but yet he is president. Really? Not surprising. I'm not surprised. Again, that's unfortunate that we're not surprised. We're not surprised. It's just vile. Unleashed Entertainment Talk and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com for the podcast.
A hero's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online chat can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit AsiaRetirement.org/Shiro today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared? Be prepared for anything. According to a recent study, less than half of Americans would be able to cover a $1,000 emergency expense without turning it to the credit card or a loan. That's unacceptable. Now, I know you hear about all these car warranties and all that, but get affordable breakdown protection for your vehicle, y'all. It's got to happen today. 0% interest, flexible pricing plans, no contracts, 24/7. Roadside assistant and towing. How do you do that? You dial 689-366-6871 and you will be a VIP. 689-366-6871. Electrical repair, transmission, engine, suspension, roadside assistant, all this stuff. The three-step good process. Something break? No worries. Just place a call to your own VIP support line. 689-366-6871. 689-366-6871. All right, y'all. Cranking into the next segment on WBVP 104.3 FM. It is the Pirates. You can listen also on the TuneIn app. And thanks to Steven from SK on the radio. We got another really clean app, less commercials, extremely connected with fresh, clean audio. It's called the FM Radio app, and it's all your local stations, plus Shazam. Wow. Anyway, FM Radio app, and then look up WPBP 104.3 FM, the Pirate, Pearl, Mississippi. The home of the Pirate. That's us. But right here on this show, we're also the home of the Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. We also have a 601-863-3200 live call-in line. And, of course, the text line provided and sponsored by Mobility Medical, Inc., and that's MobilityMedicalInc.com, 769-208-3809. Now, we're talking about the ridiculous Joe Brandon Biden hearing on the Hill yesterday regarding the documents. They set the presentation up like a weak-ass Lifetime movie, but that's what it is. So Trump has the delegates now, because it is the delegates in the primary. Then you move on to the general, which then goes by the college electoral votes. And anybody out there listening that can help me promote, I'm telling you now, we're not going to hide it because the primaries are over. I will officially be running for a delegate for the Donald Trump team, a delegate. Those are done in April and then May. So please, I'll have it on all my Facebook groups, all my Facebook pages, all my Instagram pages, and all my Twitter/X and TikTok. Okay. I'll be running for a delegate. Proudly running to be a delegate for Donald Trump. And if I get it, I'll be proudly going to the convention, because this is what we all need to be doing as much as we can. And last night, since Donald Trump officially, you know, but really he's had it the whole time, but he had neocon Fruit Loops like Nikki Haley trying to block him out. We all knew that wouldn't work. And wow, isn't she quiet now? I don't usually play 3-minute audio clips, but I am. And the reason I am is because this is the way you accept a nomination to a party. Now, hopefully it's a change party since they've drained the party. But this is the way you talk to the country. This is why you're thankful, blessed, faith, okay? Christian values. Nonsense is not accepted under Trump. Anyway, Trump's direct response last night late, as soon as he got all the required delegates, okay?
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president speaking to you on a really great day of victory. 1 week ago, we had something called Super Tuesday, and it was indeed super. because we won at numbers that nobody has ever seen before, records in virtually every state. And tonight, likewise. But this one got us over the top. The Republican National Committee has just declared us the official nominee. And so we're the official nominee of the Republican Party, which is a big deal. But most importantly, we now have to go into victory because our country's in serious trouble. We have millions and millions of people flowing in. We have no respect on the world stage. What we say doesn't mean a thing anymore. And to have that happen is unthinkable. We have an economy that outside of certain little areas is doing very poorly. And we have something very, very important. We have a United States military that has to be taken care of. Again, this was a great day of victory. Last week was something very special, Super Tuesday. But now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of our country. His name is Joe Biden, sometimes referred to as Crooked Joe Biden, and he must be defeated. Our nation is failing. We're a nation that is in serious decline. We've never had a situation like this where we're not respected, we're laughed at, we're considered almost a joke. We're going to turn it around. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're going to close our borders. We're going to do things like nobody's ever seen before, and we're going to make our nation's economy be the best ever in the world. We had the best economy ever just a short while ago, and we're going to have that again. We're going to have people come into our country, but they're going to come in legally, and we're going to get your energy costs down by numbers that nobody would have said even possible. We have some sections of this country that are paying the highest numbers in the history of our country and among the most expensive energy anywhere in the world. And yet we have more liquid gold, I call it, under our feet than any other nation. Just 3 years ago, we were energy independent, and now we're going around begging for energy. So we're not going to have that anymore. We're going to have a strong country. We're going to have a respected country. We have to win an election, and we should win it by a lot, because there's never been anybody worse at doing that than Joe Biden.
Amen. Never, ever has there been a weaker in every way president as bad as Joe Biden. It's just not happening. It's never happened. And we pray literally every day that it won't happen again, because we can't go through this again, people. We can't go through 4 more years. We really barely can go through 8 more months, but we can't go through 4 more years. It's just crazy. But on a positive note, it was a great day that Donald Trump officially secured the nomination for president of 2024 campaign. Congratulations to Trump, of course. May God bless this man, because when you have the very, very evil people coming from all directions, he's going to need our blessing and our prayers, actually. And I won't ever stop. I can promise you that. You will always have me screaming for you. Screaming for you. I mean, the black voters are flocking to Trump, y'all. It's just a crazy phenomenon that's awesome. The Latinos flocking to Trump. Asians flocking to Trump. Common sense independents flocking to Trump. Good. Good, good, good. So that's it. Republican congressmen and women, though, all over are abruptly resigning from their seats. You know what this means? Because they're the neocons. They are the problem. They're the problem. Let them go. Build a new team. Build a new team that actually likes Donald Trump and believes in what he's talking about, what he's doing, what he's trying to do, what he should do. And people that have common sense, please, dear God, please, dear God, do that. So I tell you what, they can talk all their smack, which they're going to. They can pull out all the lawsuits, all the indictments. But Donnie's not going to prison. Donnie's not going to prison. It's got to be, though, one of the biggest battles. You know, I don't know because I wasn't alive back then, but all of this stuff that's happening to us right now in history, because we are creating the history right now. This has got to be one of the biggest battles in history for freedom. It has to be. Because they do nothing, they being the left-wing Democrat nut jobs for our freedom, about our freedom. That's it. You can literally feel it in Trump's voice, and if you can't, then you're jabberwocky. You're jabberwockying. Look it up. Jabberwockering. Anyway. So, man. I know that I drank a big cup of coffee and went completely off on the Republicans who did not get out and vote yesterday. That was the first 40 minutes of this show wide open. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not. I don't think I should at all. And I'm not talking about my listeners because we did do that. We saw our listeners, our friends working at polls, not just voting. You know, and Joe Biden also, yesterday when I was watching that hearing, all kind of classified documents were found at the Penn State Biden Center. Yep. In Biden's garage. Yep. In the basement. Yep. I mean, all those places, y'all. Well, I mean, it's foolishness. These people would have had the military there and paperwork to indict Trump right there on the spot. But no, not when it's a Democrat.
Mr. Hur, classified documents were found at the Penn Biden Center?
That's correct.
They were found in President Biden's garage?
In Wilmington, Delaware, yes.
And in his basement den?
Also in the same home, yes.
In the major and his main floor office?
Correct.
And his third floor den?
Correct.
At the University of Delaware?
Correct.
And at the Biden Institute?
Correct.
And Mr. Hur,
Yeah. They can try to cover it up, but people are listening. More people will hear these audio clips around the country, period. They just will. And the Democrats that were complaining about Trump had some documents stored in a single bathroom or his private, secured, armed compound. And if you look at the pictures of the documents that Joe Brandon Biden had in his own freaking garage, tore up old ransacked boxes, looked like they'd been rained on. And this is such a sham, along with the other 150 shams that are happening daily. Joe Biden didn't actually mishandle classified documents, though. He stole them. There's a big difference. Because he wasn't president. So he didn't mishandle them at all. He physically stole them. That's it. Like it or not, that is the truth. Biden is a lawbreaker on many fronts. That's the truth. The real culprit is Mr. Biden himself. His whole entire family, the whole entire organization, the administration, literally all of it. Then Jamie Raskin, nut job, leftist, left-wing nut, called Donald Trump Hitler, and blamed him for all this and Ukraine. This, in fact, was a hearing about Joe Biden, nothing to do with Trump, of course. That was one of the most ludicrous, inappropriate statements ever uttered in Congress. Disgusting swamp creatures, y'all. Swamp creatures. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No indictment, again, two-tier justice system, again. Anything Biden does, no trouble, again. Lord, the Lifetime saga movie continues, unabated. And, quote, his ghostwriter, and then they had all this in order to write a book to the tune of $8 million. $8 million more money in their pockets. So unacceptable. It really is. Raskins is, in fact, a putz and a ball-faced liar. Thank you, David Hall. Good morning. Yeah, he's no different than Adler and Nadler and the rest of the clown show, puppet show on the Hill for the Democrat Party. And why did Biden get the pass, by the way? Because a lot of people are above the law. Even though they preach at us about Trump wanting to be above the law. Jesus. So let's just cut to the chase and move on. Let's do it. The government, it's a text message, must drop the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case against Trump immediately. Okay. See federal criminal procedure rules 12/B. Selective and or vindictive prosecution. Wow. Great text message, Thomas. Thanks for that. Thanks for that. Biden's actions regarding classified material were reckless. Congress needs to hold him accountable, and the American people deserve better. Thank you, Claire, for the text. Mayoral podcast. Might have to check that out. Sounds like Biden had these in a real secure place, not LOL. Yeah, of course not. Sounds like freaking treason to me. That's what it actually sounds like. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. Not saying nothing should happen at all. It's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying nothing will, W-I-L-L. Nothing will, W-I-L-L. Sadly. And it pains me to say all this. It really does. It pains me to say all of this. Just like it pained me for the first hour talking about the Republicans not showing up at their polling locations yesterday. Just so painful. Not funny. Just sad. Super duper sad.
Mobility Medical is your home medical equipment provider. Located in Flowood, Mobility Medical specializes in medical supplies, medical equipment, wheelchair lifts, wheelchairs, electric wheelchairs, lift chairs, and mobility equipment. Our phone number is 601-932-1001, and our catalog is available on our website at mobilitymedicalinc.com. Mobility Medical, your trusted source for medical supplies and equipment.
Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Power 104.3, The Pirate.
The Pirate.
We all make promises, big and small.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear
to help you when you're in need.
To be considerate and caring. To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
On January 3rd, Ron Fearman and his daughter were saved from a flood by Army reservists. Were it not for their employers letting them do their duty, this story might have had a very different ending.
You're going to be safe.
To every employer who supports the National Guard and Reserve, thanks for making us your business. A public service message brought to you by the employer support of the Guard and Reserve and the Ad Council.
Power 104.3 FM.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.
The Pirate.
It is Wednesday, March 13, 2024. Final segment of Unleashed Entertainment Talk. We're unfiltered, uninhibited, and unapologetic. And we're live 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday Central Time, Mississippi, which is WPBP 104.3 FM in Pearl. Also, we're on the TuneIn app. We're on the FM radio app. Live. We're on Facebook Live as well, with a page, with comments, with chats, open live chats. We're also text line 769-208-3809, 769-208-3809. The call-in line 601-863-3200. And then last but not least, after the show is over, it is produced and uploaded to all your favorite podcast platforms: Podbean, Apple, Spotify, iHeartMedia, so many more. It goes on, Google Play, on and on. Choose your platform and listen. Spread the word. We're past the point of negotiation. There needs to be a purge of any Marxists on their sycophants. Period. The citizens are suffering. And the communists are definitely trying to destroy the republic. And that's David Hall. And then he says, hey, convince me otherwise. I'll wait. He'll be waiting a long time because it's true. It's absolutely true. So, of course, he'll be waiting because he's telling the truth. And there are no answers to that, because that's what really is happening. It's what's been happening. That's what's going to continue to happen if we comply and if we allow it to. That's the facts. It's not lies or anything like that. It is the facts. Facts don't lie. Facts do not lie. So that's it. And of course, Barack Hussein Obama is the reason for the majority of the information that we consume nowadays on MSNBC, which is now nothing more than Marxist propaganda. That's a text message from Tim, and you're right. He started all this crap with MSNBC, for real. He really actually 100% did. DID, the border invasion, just got supercharged. I don't know if y'all been keeping up, but the Biden administration officials will testify. They're preparing, for a massive surge of Haitian, by the way, invaders and migrants, after thousands and thousands of inmates escaped the country of all the Haitian criminals escaped, y'all. That's scary. They just did. They did. Guess what that means? Just bring them on in, y'all. Bring them on in. Good Lord, how can we continue down this road? How? Just unbelievable to me. It really is. And it's not even remotely a conspiracy. None of it. Even if you wanted to call it that, such conspiracy is not one. The federal government has no clue, apparently, who Joe Biden is letting into this country. There's a story, I'm not even going to read it, it's so bad. But really, it's the truth. It is the actual truth, by the way. Just horrible, horrible things that people are doing to other people, children, adults, and all in between, under Joe Biden's watch, under Joe Biden's wide open border. I mean, that's a fact. Old Tucker Carlson, been listening to Tucker for years. Him and Chris Cuomo sparred every night when it was CNN versus Fox. They had a really long conversation. I watched the entire thing. It's well over an hour long. But it had funny moments. But Tucker was just being himself. And Chris Cuomo was being himself. But he got called out on all of all his stuff. he being Chris Cuomo. He just did put together a little bit of audio of a real short clip because, it's, like I said, it's a very long interview. They got different clips that you can listen to. Interesting, funny, political, non-political, and everything else in between.
One of your coworkers, and I cannot remember his name, but he's a very weird guy who did the media show.
Brian Stelter.
Stelter was about to attack my children and called and told me that. And I threatened him and called him names and all this stuff. And I called him a very bad word. And he called my employer to complain that I was a sexist because I called him this word. Anyway, it was comical, but upsetting. I didn't want him to attack my kids. So I did. I called Zucker on his cell and I said, one of your guys is about to attack my kids. And he goes, oh, and he shut it down. So here I'm saying, I don't like Zucker. I appreciated that. I will say when one of your coworkers, and I cannot remember his name, but he's a...
You cannot remember his name. Media show. That guy was so vile. So vile. And he did threaten Tucker and a lot of other people, quite frankly. Tucker made the call, though, and got that idiot shut down, disappeared. Goodbye. Goodbye. You know, goodbye. I got a really long message from a nice lady. They don't want their name, and that's fine. They don't want me to say their name. But some days at my job just sucks. But people rely on me, and I made them a promise. And I can't understand why our own members of Congress are casually quitting as if they were working a shift at Arby's. It's ridiculous, unacceptable. And with the slim balance in Congress, of course it looks like sabotage. Yeah, thanks for sending that message, by the way. And you're so right. You're so right, because it is, at the end of the day, exactly that. It's the plan. It's election interference. It's everything else on every scale. That's what they do, y'all. I mean, this is what they do in D.C. And they, not only being Democrats, but Republicans also, they're doing that. Okay, they just are. And we have to stop them somehow. We start by not complying to their idiocracy. We start by voting like hell. We start by running for office, anything, small, medium, large. And then we just continue the red alerts. Listen to good alternative media. All right? Listen to good alternative podcast or watch video cast. Insiders. Do a little research. Do all that. But the Haitians are coming, y'all. It was all over the news yesterday. The Department of Defense testified that Biden administration anticipates mass, I don't even know how to say this, mass immigration from Haiti in the wake of the horrific state of the country. Why do we have to take care of every single country's problems? Why? Man, just so ridiculous. Their first port call is going to be Florida. Good Lord. I mean, really, good Lord. And they're doubling down on this, y'all. After all the lies about how we have a secure border, which we knew was a lie, now they're doubling down on a whole nother country coming over. An entire country. Disbelief, y'all. Disbelief when we wake up. It's just what it is. But unfortunately, our disbelief is true. It's actually happening, really. Elon Musk says that far-left Democrats refuse to, quote, require photo ID to vote because they're the failure to require a photo ID to vote. Obviously, would make it almost impossible to prove voter fraud. Of course. I'm glad Elon's awake. You know, I really am. I am. And the deep state toadies are taking advantage of all of us on every single platform at every single minute. Not just TikTok. I know all the stuff about the TikTok ban and all that. Or they're wanting that. But it's, you know, if you're going to ban TikTok, you have to ban them all because they're all just as guilty, if not worse, But again, you know, they just make them all worse now because they don't care. They're corrupted. And actually, HER's testimony yesterday, who was the special counsel overlooking the case of Biden, I mean, his testimony made him for sure be corrupt. Just more Biden DOJ abuse of Trump. That's what it really is. Trump. I mean, I couldn't have said it better by just saying what I just said, which is what Tom Fenton said. Exactly, Tom Fenton, because this is what it is. Nothing more, nothing less.
Just watch President Tom Fenton here with the latest on the Biden scandals. Special Counsel Hur just testified up there on Capitol Hill, further confirming Joe Biden's awful memory, further confirming serious concerns about his ability to serve as president.
Of course. Further confirming his ability to be the president. Just, it's unreal, though. It's unreal to me. Crazy, 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 crazy. This just came out, and it's a, quote, shock report. Okay, and I'm going to read this straight like the headline. Straight like the headline. Now, it's a national story in the Gateway Pundit. Mississippi, dash, the reddest state has enough voters and aberrations and voter rolls to impact a statewide election. The reddest state, one of them, has voter rolls found with fractal quantum compute in less than 45 minutes to impact the statewide election. What you will see in a video that they have posted has been sitting dormant in Mississippi and 26 other states for 25 years, y'all. 25 years completely missed by national voter integrity organizations. Wow. Wow. So, Mississippi has honest, diligent, highly patriotic election management at a state level. But I'm going to tell you, Mississippi's Secretary of State office provided very clean, professional, inexpensive data for being one of these 26 states. But this stuff had been missed, y'all, for 25 years. 25 years. That's unbelievable. Unreal. Man, how scary is that? I live in Mississippi. I did. The days of widely inaccurate voter rolls remain invisible to citizens are getting slimmer and slimmer, thank God. Quantum compute uses cross-database search perfected years ago with the TSA fly list and insurance and Medicaid fraud and is now demonstrating on how bad voter rolls were and have been, not just in Mississippi, but Mississippi is one of them, in Wisconsin and other states too. Interesting. They dropped the bomb in Hinds County, though, yesterday, as usual. As usual, dropped the bomb again. People went out to vote in Hinds County if they were Republicans and they had no way to vote. No ballots. No balance. No ballots to mark. None. You think they weren't ordered or something? Give me a break. Of course they were. Of course they were. Just doesn't make sense. Or does it? Of course it makes sense to the Biden administration. Let's see what Kamala Harris has to say. Make no mistake, she said, President Biden and I intend to cap child care costs. To do that, we need Congress to act. Everything they say, they need Congress to act because they can't do anything at all on their own. Nothing. Just nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. You know that, and then I'm done with these stories like this. They're so insane. This is another opinionated, it's fact. Another story from Elon Musk. This insane. Pharmacists now in the state of California, period, are required to complete a, quote, woke ideology course. That's what it's called to people. The course includes a list of people that automatically are guilty of privilege. I mean, automatically, males, Christians, white people, heterosexuals, non-transgendered, able-bodied people. This is all in there. It is in there, y'all. It is in there. This crap's got to stop, people, and it's going to stop now in my world. I'll continue to call you out. We the people call it for what it is. Indoctrination. That's what it is. Just call it for what it is, man. My question is, what is wrong with people who believe that this is necessary at all, much less acceptable? If anyone made such a nonsense BS regulation targeting black men or something, what would happen? Riots. Riots. The continuation of this obvious insanity is bringing this country to the boiling point. That's what's happening with all this. It's not going to stop either, y'all. Have we really fallen this freaking far? Are people truly just this ignorant? Good question, right? I don't know the freaking answer. But I will rise up and speak up and talk about the question. End the garbage. End the Marxist propaganda now. It's a text message. Good morning. Good morning, Rob. Thanks for that. But of course. I mean, really? Non-transgender, really? A text from JG, we'll call it that. But yeah, they actually say that, y'all. They say that. Why are they forcing woke communist garbage on our country? You know why, but really, what do normal people think about that? People that aren't, that don't listen to anything except for legacy media and stuff like that. Why don't the communists just go live in the communist states? Y'all can have it. Go get it. Go get it. If anybody runs across this privilege that we just talked about, I mean, please forward that information to me with names. Please. I mean, please. It's ridiculous. It should be illegal. And it's terrifying that these woke influencers and all these rest of these Fruit Loops, you know, I don't get it. I just don't. Get it. Trump will do, I don't know, whatever he can do to know that. You know, you've all seen the video, if you haven't, the mental breakdown, literally, of the woke influencer that lists all the terrifying things that Trump will do if he wins, and accidentally made him the most epic campaign ad ever. So, thank you to you nut jobs who are actually making our campaign ads for us now by being a nut job.
And here are the first 15 promises he has made if he is reelected. You may have heard of Project 2025, but this is from Agenda 47, and you can read all of these on his website. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in history. He will also ask for the death sentence for anyone convicted of human trafficking. He will close the Department of Education and return all education standards to the states to decide. He will put prayer back into school, and he will criminalize any race-based advantage programs. He will end the Affordable Care Act. He will ban gender-affirming care for adults and children, and he will ban any federal dollars from going towards gender-affirming care, which means anyone with government-provided health care will no longer be able to access gender-affirming care except for Viagra and Cialis. Those will still be available. He will propose a constitutional amendment that gives a term limit to Congress. He will deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family and any of his adversaries or political rivals. He will immediately pardon all of the January 6thers, and he will create a task force to investigate anyone who arrested, charged, or imprisoned a January 6er. He will increase the penalties for underage criminal offenders, strengthen immunity for police officers, and deploy the National Guard to patrol woke cities. On day one, he will reassess our participation in NATO and says that every European country needs to pay the United States for protection. He will also restore the wonderful travel ban for...
Wow. Thanks for that great ad there. See, these negative fools, these quote influencers, idiots with a microphone and a camera. We appreciate it. It's just a great ad for us to show what y'all are really about. DEI is actually an illegal practice, and the evidence is right what we're talking about with the pharmaceutical industry. It's unlawful discrimination. They don't call it that anymore, but that's what it is. And California out there in Cali is a joke. The left-wing party, the Democrats, hate the very people that built the country. That is the truth. Period. That is the truth. And think about it this way. DEI is just bigotry with bigger branding. That's it. Don't fall for it. And reject the hateful ideology. Black, white, tan, yellow, whatever, green. We all bleed red, the same red. That's it. The party told you to reject all evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. It's a direct quote out of the George Orwell book from 1984. Does it look like the Democrats were brushed up on that book really well? Yes, it does. Lloyd Travis said that the list of things that the trans chick was saying about Trump looked like a great list. It did. What a great list to get things done, he said. Exactly. But our society right now is being destroyed. Our system is broken. We're living in filth, violence, corruption, just over and over. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be positive. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have hope, faith, trust. All right, y'all. Wednesday, March 13th. My name is D. Thank y'all for joining the show as always. Midweek Madness right here on the Power 104.3 FM in the Tri-County region. We also put the show up immediately, as soon as possible, up to UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. My name is D. Y'all have a fantastic hump day. See ya.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we must stand up and unleash. Be a part of Unleashed. Until next time, let freedom ring loud. Unleashed. Uninhibited. Unapologetic.